T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, well, as God always intended, Lee, Easter followed quickly by Earth Day.
Well, okay, I'm not even going to go there.
Yeah. So anyway, as we celebrate this Earth Day, you should know this. America, and this is a very little known fact, America it leads the world in clean air. Did you know that?
Actually, yes.
Yeah, you would know that.
You would not know that from listening to American media.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yep. Over the last 50 years, harmful air pollution known as particulate matter has plummeted. Toxic pollution pollutants like lead, sulfur dioxide, and carbon monoxide are now nearly non-existent in America's air. Ozone is down dramatically. And we are the only populated nation in the world to meet the World Health Organization standards for particulate matter by a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, our standards are among the strictest in the world. Now, if you read mainstream media, you would think we are out of control under Trump. We hate the environment. And, you know, we've pulled out of the international accords on climate change. And this has led to terrible pollution. I mean, you would think that the world's coming to an end in 12 years even.
Yeah.
You might even think
some crazy person, I think, said that. Yeah.
Yes, which is what the left has been telling us since 1989.
Yeah.
So the world's supposed to end in 2000, but somehow
it didn't.
Of course,
prior to that, we were all going to die the next ice age.
Right. Yes, of course.
And, you know, and I want to point this out. You've mentioned this many times, and this is actual fact, folks. This is, you can't deny this. The Paris, climate change accord would have allowed other countries to continue to pollute, yet holding this country responsible for paying for their pollution, which
yes.
is basically
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah, it's exactly what
it was. Basically a license to pollute to China, India, other evolving economies that do not have the very, very strict environmental standards that this country already has and meets.
But, Lee, we have to let them pollute and us pay for it because it's not fair
it's our
that we're
fault.
So advanced.
Because we went and stole all that technology from, wait a minute, no, we developed all that technology here.
But we did it first, and that's not fair. That is American privilege, and we must pay to allow them to pollute.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
we can't go around setting our thermostats on 72 degrees. No, we can't do that. We can't be driving our big SUVs all over the place. No, we can't have that.
So, again, we're the only highly populated nation in the world to meet the World Health Organization standards for particulate matter. Our standards are the strictest in the world, stricter than these snot-nosed European countries whose heads of state like to
Careful
criticize now. Us. I was thinking of the French.
Yes, well.
And here's what the crazy part. These radical air quality gains have occurred at the same time our population, energy consumption, vehicle miles traveled, mm-hmm. and gross domestic product have grown dramatically.
Yes.
Which is a scientific feat. So if anything, if you want to fix this, we should do it through capitalism because that's how we're doing it.
Right.
Export, you know, our energy, you know, our clean environment energy, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, and this is from the Washington Examiner, countries like Germany have tried to force their way to environmental leadership by mandating a switch to wind and solar energy before the market technology was ready.
Right.
So they had to go. They had to use backup technology. Well, like, what are they using for backup? Oh, coal.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, coal. Yeah, and wood chips.
Yeah, wood chips.
Wood
yeah.
chips. Yeah, like you know, like your ancestors burned, you know, 200-300 years ago, like that,
like
when they were leaning over a fire in a cave or something.
Medieval days. Yes.
This is Germany. Led to 46% higher electricity costs, massive subsidies to keep coal plants running for backup power, dependence on imported wood from the U.S. for cooking and heating fuel, little or no effect on the environment, and an increase in air pollution. Only the left could screw up the battle to clean the air so badly that you increase electricity costs by 46% and the air gets dirtier. That is that not almost exactly what they did with Obamacare?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing. Yeah, well, oh, but you were going to cut your cost by like, you know, $2,500. Actually, you doubled my health care premiums in only 4 years.
Right.
Yeah, but it's so much fairer now. This is just, yeah. So we have a lot to celebrate this Earth Day. So, but you know what? You're going to get all day long chided for being an American, meaning, you know, you're part of the dirty air problem.
Yeah, it's all our fault.
Yeah. Modern cars, SUVs, trucks, and buses are 98 to 99% cleaner than they were 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. And make tremendous amounts of more horsepower, are much more dependable, and pollute, like you said, you know, 50 times less than what it was, or whatever, whatever the figure you used from some 50 years ago. Yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, by the way, you wouldn't know this either. Do you know where most of our air pollution comes from? That what little pollution we still have left since we have the cleanest air on Earth.
Where does that come from, Tara?
It's going to blow your mind. It blows into the West Coast from Asia.
Ah, well, wouldn't be surprised, yeah.
Who we're supposed to pay.
Yeah.
So they can pollute.
Exactly.
Right. That makes total sense. About as much sense as Obamacare made, which is to say none at all.
And which, if we had gone with the Paris Climate Accord and kept it in, it would have crippled our industries. Crippled them.
Well, you know, and that's exactly what the Washington Examiner says. It says most more stringent air quality regulations will do far more to export jobs out of the U.S.
Exactly.
To the dirty economies.
Yes.
Than they will to make our air safer to breathe. So, you know, when you look at all this sad stuff, anybody who genuinely wants even cleaner air than we have now could not support any of this. The problem is they don't care about the air. They care about, you know, taking a sledgehammer to the U.S. economy. So people become more dependent on government. That's what this is about. Yep. They don't care about the air. The things that they want to do only hurt air quality, increase expense. You're seeing this in Germany. You know, I don't want to have to go back to depending on coal plants. You know what? I mean, this is not 1954. You know what I'm saying? But no, they can take you back there if you let them.
Even though, quite honestly, though, we have made tremendous strides in being able to use coal.
Yeah, coal is very
much
clean
more clean, at least in this country.
Yeah, where it was.
So.
Compare it was. And you don't even have to burn wood chips anymore.
Yeah.
You know, like during the Middle Ages.
I got tired of chopping all that wood, yeah.
I know. It's really exhausting. It's really exhausting. This is from the people who don't want to chop the trees down, except to send them to Germany, right? To burn them?
To burn them, yeah.
To burn them.
Well, we'll grow more.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Okay, I meant to get into this with you, but we'll do this at 8. I have so much to say about this. The FBI arresting the leader of the armed group that was stopping migrants in New Mexico.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
You know, I'll just say this. This is a summary version. It is amazing that they can find the resources to go after six guys who were doing a highly effective job on the border. Do you know they stopped 5,600 people and held them till Border Patrol could get there?
Wow.
I mean, they were very successful. They never pulled a gun on a single person, although they did have their guns with them for protection, which you need down there.
Which you should.
And you have to.
Which is perfectly legal.
Yes. Okay, so the FBI had time to go after this half dozen people and vilify them, right? But they still have not found the timely. They are so busy to go after the 56,000 illegals and foreign nationals illegally voting in federal elections in Texas. They have no time for that. They are so busy.
Part of this story, quite honestly, is coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center. So I have very little faith in that.
Yeah. And here's the crazy part about Texas, too. The FBI, that is a true conspiracy in Texas because, again, the Democrat Party was cold busted mailing voter registration forms to lists of people who are illegal immigrants and illegal to vote with the citizenship box, like, are you a citizen, pre-checked. But they have no time to investigate that. They are so busy. So busy. 56,000 illegal immigrants and foreign nationals votes, that is no big deal. But if Americans go down to the border and do an effective job at stopping said illegals from coming to the country, now that is an emergency. They will get on right away. So why should you vote for Mayor Pete Buttigieg? Why should you do that? Because he's gay. He is really, really gay. Like, not just a little gay, like really gay. Says who? Says Buttigieg. Did you see this over the weekend? I almost lost my mind. Pete Buttigieg, nuts from Breitbart, that acknowledged that he would face challenges as an openly gay presidential candidate if he ultimately faced President Donald Trump in the general election. Quote, this is the one. I'm from Indiana. I'm as gay as a, I don't know. Think of something really gay, he said. That's how gay I am, he said in an interview with TMZ's Harvey Levin. I'm really, really gay. That's how gay I am. Think of something really... Okay, so it's not good enough in the Democrat Party to primary to just be gay. Like, you have to be so really gay. And look, I don't care if he's gay. I could care less. If you're gay and you're running in a Republican primary and you are the most conservative person, I'm voting for you. And I don't care if you're gay. Doesn't matter. If you're a patriot and a freedom lover, awesome. I can't stand using this stuff the way that they do. But let's flip this around for a minute. Let's suppose Pete Buttigieg was straight. Straight white guy. And he's up there, man. He's trying to bond with the good old boys out there in the cornfields of Indiana. And he says, man, I'm from Indiana. I'm as heterosexual as, I don't know, think of something really heterosexual. That's how heterosexual I am. Can you imagine? If he were Republican, oh, it would never end. He'd have to apologize. Would he not? That would be called homophobic. Why isn't this heterophobic? It's so over the top. You know what's so sad about this? You know why Pete Buttigieg had to say this over and over? I'm really gay, man. I am so gay. Bring out the unicorn glitter ponies because I am seriously gay. Why did he have to say that? It's because he's white. He is a white male. And if he doesn't go down hard as gay, I mean, he does not just gay it up. They're going to notice he's white. And that's the kiss of death in Democrat primary. Again, I don't care that he's gay. I love gay people, straight people. I don't care. Awesome. Do what you want. Live your life. It's yours. Yours to live. I don't care what you do. If you were again, if he was a Republican and he was the most conservative one in the primary, I'd vote for him. That's how I decide who I'm going to vote for. You're the most conservative? Awesome. You got my vote. I don't care what you are. Gay, straight, black, white, whatever. I ran the campaign of the first black guy to run statewide in North Carolina. To win statewide in a Republican primary in North Carolina since Reconstruction. Why? Why did I choose him? He was the most conservative. If there was a white guy who was more conservative, I'd have run his campaign. There wasn't. He was the most conservative guy. I ran the black guy's campaign. I don't care. Nobody does. Not in modern America. Not much, anyway. But this is what you have to do now. You can't stand on what you believe in the Democrat Party if you're a white and you're a male. You can't. You have to go to this, and it's not good enough to just be gay. Just be like, you know, I mean, I'm gay. It's fine, but let's focus on what I believe. No, you have to be, man, like super gay, like so gay. Like in his words, I don't know. Think of something really gay. That's how gay I am. It's just sad. Texter writes, a sexual preference shouldn't get someone ahead politically or in business. It's a sexual preference. We don't need to know. TMI. I know. I agree. Texter writes, sounds to me like he's hypersexual. I think he's just hyper. Texter, Anthony from Greer text, he may be gay, but he did apologize for being born as a white man. He did. And then he bashed his white followers for being white. Texter writes, you can't be gay and conservative. Look, I don't care what two gay men do behind. Yes, you can. We have a gay elected conservative representative from the Greenville. He's a Republican. Did y'all miss that? It didn't stop him. That's the end of the world. It's sad. That's what it is. Texter writes, watch that Pete dude. He is slick in a slick talk. He is the one right now that I'm looking at and with some fear in terms of making it into a general election. My prediction is at the end, he will be the nominee or nominee for the Dems. This is the texter saying that, not me. Now, don't be surprised. No, you're thinking, how could that be? But you're wrong. I don't tell you, the whole, and this is why he's doing this, the whole gay thing right now is just hot. It's hot. It's, I mean, it's not even political. It's just hot. I mean, it's hip. It's cool. went with my daughter for her middle school tour. And the tour of her middle school was being done by kids who were leaving to go to high school. Nice kids. And I'm looking from one to the other to the other to the other. There were a lot of kids, and then there were a lot of other kids who weren't doing tours, but they were there for the night, you know, just manning the tables. And it was a really nicely put together effort. I was actually impressed with a lot of the kids and the, you know, sort of the product turned out by that middle school. But man, half of them did not have some kind of rainbow colored thing on. Like support, a lot of them wore bracelets. Why? Because this, I mean, it's in style. I mean, it's not just a political, it is hip. It is hot. It is in style. It is, you know, next month it's going to be something else that you have to wear. It's an accessory. Gayness is an accessory now. It's a fashion accessory among younger people. So don't underestimate the power of this among younger people. And I'm talking to people in their, you know, 20s, maybe even 30s, because it's what's in right now. On this Earth Day, where America is the undisputed world leader in clean air. Got cleaner air than anybody else. You would never know that listening to the liberal media. So if you want to celebrate something this Earth Day, that's a good thing to celebrate. Yep, beating out Germany too, which, and France, and Canada, by the way, all of whom like to lecture us for wanting to leave the Paris Accords. Maybe they should focus on keeping their own house clean instead. We're also the only highly populated nation in the world to meet the World Health Organization's extremely high air quality standards. And fun fact, as my kids like to say, fun fact. Do you have kids? They probably say fun fact to you all the time, or grandkids. Fun fact. Yeah, fun fact. Only nation on earth to meet the World Health Organization standards for a particulate matter by a long shot. Oh, and our standards are the strictest in the world. Would you have any idea that our standards were the strictest in the world watching the mainstream media? No, all they do is lie. All they do is lie. Speaking of lying, John Ratliff, this is today's first epic rant. Representative John Ratliff, let me tell you about him. He is a Republican representative from Texas. He is a former U.S. district attorney, means he's a federal prosecutor. So he knows a few things about the Department of Justice and being a federal prosecutor, having been the former district attorney for the Eastern District of Texas. Okay, so he is qualified to have an opinion on obstruction, highly qualified to have an opinion on obstruction. Has also been a judge. I mean, he knows a few things about, you know, the law and stuff like that. What did Representative John Ratliff have to say about the Mueller report? Oh, you should know something else about him, too. He is one of the few who have seen the raw intelligence behind the report. This is something you will never hear on CNN or MSNBC, but he makes a great point. It's today's first epic rant.
When you consider the most important charge, when you consider the charge that started this all, the charge that Donald Trump or his campaign was conspiring with or colluding with Russia, as I read the report, it struck me that the one person that was always being truthful about that was Donald Trump. Donald Trump was being truthful about collusion when Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and Democrats weren't being truthful about having evidence of collusion that didn't exist. Donald Trump was being truthful when Jim Clapper and John Brennan and members of the intelligence community were accusing him of treason for colluding with Russians. Donald Trump was being truthful when Jim Comey and Andy McCabe and folks at our Justice Department weren't being truthful in verifying an unverified dossier as probable cause evidence of collusion. And Donald Trump was being truthful when the media wasn't being truthful about the certainty that Bob Mueller was going to indict Donald Trump and members of his family for conspiracy and collusion with the Russian government. So now all of those folks, Maria, that weren't being truthful, all of a sudden want to gloss over collusion. They say, we don't give a damn about collusion. We want to look at Bob Mueller's findings on possible obstruction by Donald Trump into an investigation of collusion that never should have taken place in the first place. It's borderline absurd.
Yeah. Well, Trump tried to stop the investigation. Of course he did. He was innocent. He was innocent. And he has every constitutional right to fire every one of them. That was John Ratliff's first epic rant. He was so on fire That I had to record too. Here's the rest of what he had to say about the Mueller report.
Obstruction of justice into a collusion investigation where there is no collusion is obstruction of nothing. As a prosecutor, most prosecutors bring obstruction charges against defendants who have tried to cover up their guilt for the underlying crime. Richard Nixon faced obstruction charges for covering up his guilt relating to Watergate. Bill Clinton faced obstruction charges for his actions in the Monica Lewinsky affair. The idea that Donald Trump obstructed justice into a collusion investigation where he wasn't guilty of collusion doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
The bottom line is that Bob Mueller, a guy who charged anyone with everything along the way, people were charged with everything short of spitting on the sidewalk. Where he could charge, he did charge. In this case, Bob Mueller didn't charge because he could not charge. He could not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there was any criminal conduct, whether it was collusion related or obstruction related or anything related.
So now.
Yeah, pretty much. He's explaining this again. This is a former federal prosecutor, not just a federal prosecutor, an assistant federal prosecutor, the federal prosecutor for the Office of the Eastern District of Texas. You can't, I mean, it doesn't matter how many times you repeat it. You can't even make reality true. You can't prosecute somebody for obstruction of justice if there's no crime. You can't do it. It's impossible. It doesn't matter how many times they explain it, though. It's, yeah. Texter writes, let's jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, happy birthday, Vladimir Lenin, a.k.a. Earth Day. You would be proud of the American left. Texter writes, wouldn't being gay prevent him from going to certain countries as president? I don't know. I doubt the Secret Service would let anyone throw him off a roof as they do in those countries. With, by the way, no criticism from the media. Criticism from us, yes, but not from the media. Texter writes, can we please just close our bedroom doors for a while? Oh, this is on Pete Buttigieg. Not just saying he's gay. We all know he's gay. But that he's very, very gay. Like, think of, he said, the very gayest thing you can find, and then I'm that gay. Okay, good, because, you know, if you were just, like, a little gay, then we'd still have to think of you as a white male, and you couldn't win the Democrat primary. You got to be, like, very, like, over the top. Like, you have to be, this is so ridiculous. This is what you have to say now to win a Democrat primary. It's not good enough to just be gay. You got to be very gay. And that's because he what he's saying is, don't think of me as a white male. Don't. Texter writes, can we please just close our bedroom doors for a while? I sure don't want to advertise what I'm doing in my bedroom, and I darn sure don't want to hear what you're doing in yours. That's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. So here's a question. How long is Robert Mueller known that Trump was innocent of crimes and collusion? Brett Baer finally asking a useful question last week.
When did Robert Mueller and his team know that? When did they know there was no collusion? Did they know it? They obviously had to know it well before today. Did they know it months before today? Did they know it before the midterm election? Could that have had an effect? Had they come to a conclusion prior to the midterm election for the way the election went? I mean, you have for 23 months plus this sword of Damocles hanging over the Trump campaign and the Trump administration that is eating away at the body politic. And when did the special counsel
know
there was no collusion?
Oh, right from the beginning. Now we know that from the struck page text when they said they had nothing. We know that because they had to use a fake dossier. Don't forget the insurance policy, as they called it, was transferred from the FBI to the Mueller investigation. They didn't have any evidence, so they had to fake a dossier and use a fake dossier and lie to the FISA court about it. So, right from the beginning. He's always known. He would have to know, since there wasn't any. Look at the timing. Look at the time. So, I mean, you literally have one member of the deep state, Mueller, letting this thing go into the election without telling anybody. He'd let it go into the 2020 election if Barr hadn't ended it. And then you have another member of the deep state. Remember this? Jim Comey telling people to get out there and vote Democrat so this whole thing can end. He meant Trump's presidency. Using the, you know, mechanics of the Mueller investigation. And then you had another intel head, John Brennan, out there on CNN and MSNBC and places like that, telling everybody he'd seen the intel. I mean, you can't blame viewers of MSNBC and CNN for thinking, wow, he's the former chief, you know, he's former head of the CIA. Of course he would know. Turns out he was lying. I mean, you put it all together, you literally have the heads, former and current, of our intel agencies attempting to sink a sitting president using intelligence gathered to stop, you know, intelligence gathering, you know, mechanics that are supposed to stop terrorism. They're becoming a fixture in our elections, folks. That is terrifying. I warned you that would happen if they didn't go to prison. We're seeing it right now. Again, talked about this earlier. ABC's Terry Moran tweeted about this. And I can't believe he is the only mainstream media journalist to ask this question about John Brennan. Here's what he tweeted. John Brennan, former head of the CIA, has a lot to answer for. Going before the American public for months, cloaked with CIA authority and openly suggesting he's got secret info, and repeatedly turning in performances like this. And here he is. I'll play it for you. Insinuating, well, you know, I've seen the intel. This is in March. Oh, I know indictments are coming. Now it's criminal. He was doing it before the election, folks. And I told you, they would become a feature of our election. Their illegal spying on candidates they don't like would become an expected, presumed part of the election. Oh, look, it's a contest between Democrats and Republicans to control the Senate. It'll all come down to a Minnesota Senate race. But, you know, hey, we're 5 weeks out, the Republicans up, but the intel community hasn't weighed in yet illegally. We'll see. News at 5. That's how it's going to go. They are going to be an expected player. Well, who will leak? I don't know. They better get something on him. Isn't that illegal? Yeah, but nobody cares. This is John Brennan doing that very thing right now. He's talking to Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC. This is as recently as March.
Criminal conspiracy involving the Russian.
The Russians, yes, yeah. I think it was very, U.S. person.
That's an area you know something about. That investigation was developing while you were still on the job.
Well, it was in terms of looking at what was going on with the Russians and whether or not U.S. persons were actively collaborating, colluding, cooperating, and involved in a conspiracy with them or not. But also, if there's going to be any member of
the Trump
family.
Did you see enough at that stage to believe that there would now, that that would result in indictments once investigated?
I thought at the time that there was going to be individuals who were going to have issues with the Department of Justice.
Yep. March, folks. There's nothing in there. There's nothing. We know that now. He was doing that before the election, too. Literally. I mean, you get access to classified data. You are now a political commentator. You can cash in on it. That data was never supposed to be used that way. It was only ever supposed to be used to go after terrorists. Now they're weighing in on political elections. Using the data. Texture race, should America even have a FISA court? Absolutely not. No, there is no reason. Judges do it every day at the federal level. There is no reason that terrorism cases can't be closed. If there's sensitive information, we don't want the perps to know we're closing in on them. We don't want them to know we're getting warrants. You can close that. A judge can do it. When you consider this FISA court approved 4 applications based on lies and has faced no repercussions for it, no, the court needs to go completely. It's dangerous to the American people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.